is doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Welcome, my friend, to this Sunday night edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it's Sunday night, May 25th, 2008, and we have a very busy program, as we had last week and probably will have right up through the rest of this month and a good portion of June. So thank you for joining me. And let's get right to it. Folks, in an email I sent out a day or two ago, I mentioned that tonight's program will be dedicated to creating a commercial primer, a foundation of information that can be used by both newcomers to the knowledge about commerce and commercial law, and experienced law merchants as well. I believe I mentioned in that email that there are a number of questions I've asked of patriots over the years and very rarely gotten a correct answer to. One of them that stands out is, how would you define the term accepted for value? I suggest that a majority of people listening tonight, probably the vast majority, have written the term accepted for value on various instruments which they have been presented by the United States Federal Corporation. And I would also suggest that the vast majority of those who have written that statement probably do not understand what the term means. That's just one small example of the need I believe we have occasionally to return to the basics, just like in basketball, to practice our dribbling and understand the foundation behind the ever-increasingly sophisticated procedures that we undertake. And we will do that tonight, topic by topic, a bit of a history lesson, a bit of a commercial lesson, and along the way also tell you about some interesting cases that have come and gone, literally come and gone, as often happens when you use commercial procedures, and some of the networking traffic that comes over the internet that I think you'll find of interest. For instance, I was contacted this past week and informed that a case that many of you know of, I won't mention it publicly, but it involves three people, actually involves four people. One of them was a mentor, and three of those people were attendees at, I believe, the October retreat last year. All three of them are gals, and they paid their dues. Two of them paid their dues with 30 days in prison when they rescinded their previous documents and began their commercial undertakings. But as one of them said when we interviewed her, maybe about 2 or 3 months ago, she was on the air with me, and she spoke eloquently about how the system could not wait to spit her out once it discovered what she was doing with liquidating their bonds and taking control over her case. And since then, that system has stayed away. In fact, it was the prosecutor who moved to dismiss the case. We'll be back to discuss that case and a couple of others as a lead-in to the topic for tonight. A foundation, a commercial primer for all of you law merchants and budding law merchants out there. Don't go away, my friends.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Welcome back, my friends. So how many of you have woken up on the cement floor? That seems to be a favorite tactic of the United States. We're going to be talking about prosecutors a little later in this program or next week, because I presume that tonight's information will require at least the 4 hours to review. Two things before we begin. I urge all attendees of the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in June to listen to this program carefully, please. But especially the newcomers, you must have the foundation. We really don't want you coming in cold for your own sake. No use wasting your time, your effort, your donation, coming in unprepared to absorb the volume of information that we'll have. Anyway, as many of you know, my memory on specific cases can be very poor because there are so many of them. But it occurred to me over the commercial that these gals had actually called into the program, maybe about a year ago, when they were facing their case. And their case, as described to me, I'm reading from a note I took at the time, said that the federal government raided and arrested us based on a postal complaint of aiding and abetting each other in mail fraud. You know, that's the kind of stuff that's very scary when you don't know about these things, or when you're a lawman and think you know all about these things. And she marked down that her commercial experience includes none. And fortunately, these gals hooked up with a very fine mentor who I had the pleasure of having attend one of the retreats last year as my guest. and she's done great work, and she's really been paying it forward to many people since that time. So they've been on the program at least twice, so I see no harm in at least releasing the first names, Sharon and Alice, and those of you who were at that third retreat met them and know what nice gals these are and how powerful they are. So I believe it was Sharon was on the program a couple of months ago. I don't think that was a planned interview. It may have been, but I think she may have just called in and gave us just a rousing discussion of what they've done with their case. Forget the charges. Forget the mail fraud. Forget aiding and abetting. Forget all of the commercial garbage nonsense. The prosecutor, him or herself, put in a motion to dismiss or to terminate the prosecution. And they did. And these gals, after 30 days, walked out free and clear. And I don't mean free after charges. I mean free sovereign men and women. And that was a very fine result. I mention that because someone called me this week to tell me that their case, which occurred in Oklahoma, literally disappeared off of Pacer. Gone. Can't look it up. Of course. And I know there are those who are dubious about such things. Happens all the time. If you're an attorney, you probably understand that the judge has an option of publishing the result or not. And it's a favorite trick of the pagan lords to not publish cases that they don't want to be appealed. Well, they can do a lot more than that. The same way they can add a plea to a record or anything else they want, ignoring the fact that the clerk or the court recorder is not supposed to alter the record without the approval and consent of the defendant. Well, they alter the record all day long from coast to coast in Patriots cases, and sometimes simply to make the case invisible. And why wouldn't they want to make it invisible, especially when you, if you were to listen to the January 27th program of 2008 and hear the story of that wonderful fellow, also a former mentor of ours, who now is a mentor to us. He's grown prodigiously, who made short work of federal district court. Anyway, here's another email that came in. It says, Dear Sam, here's an update on Mary. I'll only use the first initial of the last name, D. As I'm sure you remember, she is the attorney on me who claimed the notary was practicing law without a membership in the club and turned him into the state bar. And folks, you may recall we spoke about that on the air, and I read you that UPL investigation letter, very arrogant letter, meant to be intimidating, unlike so many of the IRS communications that actually are written to be weak and simply seek to somehow solicit you to consent to the procedures. This was, we are the attorneys, we understand you're doing this, and we are investigating, and there are possible criminal charges here. Well, let's just say that was shoved back down their throat with an invitation for them to come up north to under subpoena and visit the cold Northeast to testify as to whether or not they were seeking to use legal process to interfere with the duties of a public official. Anyway, this email goes on to say, in checking the records on Friday, both General District and Circuit Court for the county, searching with my name and using the case number, the case has mysteriously disappeared, something that I wanted you to be in the loop on. We ran a BIC on the case originally with all the trimmings, and I sent their offer to CID with a non-negotiable bill of exchange. Now, what he's referring to, the newcomers, is he did a liquidation using a process, a non-negotiable bill of exchange liquidation process that's been around, maybe between 8 and 10 years at this point and used successfully in the past. It's been mostly supplanted by the 1099 process. However, he did it to CID, which is a variation on the process that we had developed in a meeting. It was a meeting where Winston was invited to the East Coast, and I put together the framework of the structure for being able to invite CID in, basically as the criminal investigation division that should be investigating when your credit, when your payment and authorization to use your credit is dishonored by a rogue official. And so that case has somehow mysteriously disappeared, and this is signed Brother Dave, and that's, I won't give you his last name, of course. Along this same vein, as you're probably aware, there are a lot of nasty emails being circulated. One in particular by a fellow who I believe hosts a program on this radio station, a so-called lawman. And I do want to read you an excerpt from that. As you know, I don't invite nor do I engage in controversies, and I intend to remain true to that during this program. However, I'm required to at least mention a couple of parts of this letter because the information could be very damaging to patriots, and also because I believe it's not too late to reach out with the hand of brotherhood as a fellow child of the Almighty and see if perhaps men of good conscience can keep their minds open and sometimes keep their mouths a little bit shut until they understand what they're talking about. Anyway, this letter says, it's from this fellow, Tom Cryer, to Larry, and I presume that's Larry B. Kraft, the attorney who also has a program, or had a program on RBN. And it says, one of Kennedy's, I'm going to presume that's me, I don't think he was talking about Ted, one of Kennedy's recent hallucinations involves a fellow who was arrested and brought to court, and after declaring to the judge, by what right do you come before me, actually it was, by what authority, not by what right, by what authority you come before me, or some other mystical, magical gobbledygook, the judge fled the scene and the marshals lined up to kiss the defendant's ring and beg his forgiveness. Find that one for me. Name the defendant. Which court? Judge who? The date of this historic event? Where are the marshals who beg forgiveness? Names, please. Well, let me just observe, first of all, that when Tom mentions name the defendant, he obviously confesses, most of you out there would know, and beginners should be aware of this, that he is confessing to being a U.S. subject, resident of a federal district, slave, straw party, or at least a surety for the straw party, because the name of the defendant is not important here unless you believe you're a defendant. And that's what separated the principal in this case from most other mortal men. He knew he wasn't the defendant and would not consent to being the defendant. How do you consent to being the defendant in this commercial admiralty process that you would face if charges were leveled against the straw party of a similar name to yours? Well, the most common way is an attorney takes your elbow and stands you up and says, this is my client, the defendant. And now you're in hook, line, and sinker. Do they do it to be malicious? Most don't. Most are unaware. Some are aware and simply do not care or will not see the forest through the trees. Which court? Judge who? The date of this historic event? Names, please. Well, I would never release a name like that over the air. But I tell you what I will do and what I think is appropriate. If Tom Cryer contacts me through the station, I won't give him the name. I'll give him the party. I'll put him in direct contact with the source of my hallucination. And by the way, I told this story in great detail on January 27th, 2008 on this very network. And I strongly suggest every single attendee of the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in June download that program and listen time and again. So it will be my pleasure to put Tom in contact with the principal, and he'll tell you how those judges and marshals, in fact, that's a good term, kissed his ring. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes after a brief commercial break. Please don't go away. We have very interesting information throughout the program.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot.
All right, we're going to wrap up on this topic quickly and move on to the meat. But let me just read the next sentence of this email. I think there's a lesson here for us. But if you were to challenge this snake oil peddler, I presume that's me, to cite the case so you could verify it from the record, he'll probably tell you the court, having been so humiliated by the force of this defendant's demental powers, destroyed all evidence of the case ever having occurred. Actually, what happened in that case was very clear, that at least one of the judges was arrested. His bond was arrested on the spot. And the replacement judge and the chief judge of that part had their fill of a man that they could not force or coerce into confessing or to being a U.S. subject or consenting to volunteering for the jurisdiction. And so, yes, when it was dismissed after all these sealed indictments and threats of the rest of his life in prison, he was brought into the holding room, and 10 marshals did indeed apologize, and then brought into chambers where the judges, three judges were gathered, and said to him, if you receive any more paper from this building, please do not send it back. Call us. Call us in chambers. So, folks, I don't take any offense at being called a snake oil salesman or having hallucinations or any of that nonsense. I reflect back on my career with patients, And it was always important, especially in the complex cases that I faced. Some of these patients had hundreds of medical visits and hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on attempting to eliminate their pain. And they became pariahs in the medical community, of course, because if we can't find the problem, we blame them instead of us. And I would never condemn the previous work without calling the fellow and saying, hey, here's what he said. You have a moment to discuss the case. And more often than not, we'd find out all kinds of extenuating circumstances that we were not aware of. That's what adults do. That's how adults handle things. It's different than how people who have been scarred and injured handle things, or people who are childlike handle things, or how provocateurs handle things. And I would never make a conclusion as to what frame of mind a particular party is in when they would write an email of this sort. I'll tell you what I do know, and I'm willing to state publicly. I'm saddened by the level of oppression among the first spears of the Roman army, the attorneys, fellow pro se litigants who have fought so hard to win a single case and been bankrupted in the process, like Tom. And all I can do is come back to what the Lord has taught me to do, and that is to forgive our brother and invite him into discussion with a fellow child of God. What I'd like to do is ask for a 20-second moment of silence for prayer for Tom Cryer, and in which we express our forgiveness and ask the Lord's blessings so that this fellow will, at minimum, at least, open his eyes and his ears and hear and see what's going on around him instead of casting aspersions and questioning intention and things of that sort. So please join me for 20 seconds. Amen. Thank you, my friends. That was probably the longest 20 seconds in the history of radio. And let me just say that Tom's not alone in being a fellow who gets so involved in statutes and fighting and arguing that he doesn't realize that he has become an absolute addict of prayer unto the pagan gods of statutes and badges and blackened robes and all of that nonsense, all of which goes together into the towering babble of the Eternites. And so thank you for seeing if we can affect some good here by the hand of the Almighty, our Creator. Anyway, I think discussing lawmen and attorneys, I'd like to see those five spots that we offered. A couple are filled at this point. We would still like to find a lawmen or attorneys of renown, people who host a radio program or a major Yahoo website or Yahoo group or something of that sort, who is absolutely dubious about commercial procedures. And I'd like to bring them in as my guest, not to browbeat them into accepting my philosophy, absolutely not, to expose them to the network of people that are there who will be able to discuss with them some of these questions that they obviously have about what on earth has been going on in the courtrooms of this country. And that's a good place to shift. The courtrooms of this country, what are they? Many of you listening to my voice know what they are. They are courts of admiralty, commercial courts. They're military institutions disguised to look like courts of law. And I'm going to qualify that statement when we return after this brief commercial message. Then we'll be back and we'll have a nice long segment to address our topic of creating a commercial primer about the institutions of the United States.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
All right, welcome back, folks. Just a reminder, the email address to contact me if you have any question is restore.america@hotmail.com. Just a caution, as of this past May 1st, I'm not providing any sort of assistance to strangers who send in emails. Instead, they have to work with a mentor so they can have not the benefit of someone who gets 30 seconds to answer their email, but the benefit of someone who will give them the blessing of discussion and true inspection of their particular issues. The address for requesting an application to attend the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat is the Next Retreat at Hush.com. That's all one word. The Next Retreat at Hush.com. There was another email address I think I wanted to announce, but maybe it will come to me. Anyway, before the break, we were discussing how the courts of this land are not what they appear to be. Look at the letterhead of any attorney on me, and you'll see it states attorney at law. Now, in the land where it all depends on how you define the word is, the choice of at law instead of in law is highly significant. It's one of the ways the manipulation of the language, turning even prepositions and conjunctions into words of art, has been used so cleverly to disguise the truth even from the people who use those words of art, such as the attorneys. If you lined up 100 local attorneys in your area, I would bet you not one of them understands that he's not in a court of law. He understands things happen that he can't explain. Well, the judge, she can do whatever the heck she'd like. How many times have you heard that? But he doesn't know why. Now, let me tell you why. Let me read to you, if I may. Let me see if I can find it here. From Senate Report 93-549. If you enter that phrase into Google, you'll find this report at Barefoot. I forget the rest of the site, but it's the name. The bulk of the name of the web address is Barefoot, as I recall. And this report, which was issued in or published in 1976 by the Senate Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency, and as I recall, it was chaired by Senator Frank Church. I do not have it in front of me. I have an excerpt from it. States in the opening, either the foreword or introduction, the very first line states, since March 9th, 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency. And that was the national emergency declared by everyone's favorite president, the greatest president in American history, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the man who held hundreds of thousands of dollars in German bonds and who has banking roots and who brought us so many of the policies of the United States today, such as government takeover and control of religion and the as government documents like to call it, which is just another Jesuit diversion, the United States abandoning the gold standard. Talk about a benign propagandist phrase so cleverly conceived for the purpose of distracting you from the fact that your property and money has, excuse me, your freeholdings and money have been confiscated by the state of your ancestors' creation. And here's what it says. Since March 9th, 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency. In fact, there are now in effect four presidentially proclaimed states of national emergency. Well, there's more than that now, as you well know. Every president since Roosevelt has declared a state of national emergency, and no president has withdrawn one other than Woodrow Wilson, as I recall. In addition to the national emergency declared by President Roosevelt in 33, there are also the national emergency proclaimed by President Truman on December 16, 1950, during the Korean conflict, and the states of national emergency declared by President Nixon on March 23, 1970, and August 15, 1971. And let us, that's from this Senate report, folks, but let us not forget the state of emergency declared by President Clinton. It was such a significant, threatening emergency that he had to launch a couple of cruise missiles into the Eurasian Peninsula. Was it the Eurasian Peninsula or Africa? Does it really matter? It was such an emergency, we had to launch a few missiles. Very significant. And this goes on to say, these proclamations give force to 470 provisions of federal law, easily over 1,000 at this point. These hundreds of statutes delegate to the president extraordinary powers ordinarily exercised by the Congress, which affect the lives of American citizens in a host of all-encompassing manners. This vast range of powers taken together confer enough authority to rule the country without reference to normal constitutional processes. The phony Congress confessed, at least some men of conscience confessed in 1976, as to the military nature of the state. And we were too busy playing with the pet rock, the evolutionary endgame of the Jesuit plan of disinformation revealed in Rulers of Evil so eloquently by Tupper Saucy, that we couldn't lift our noses off the television long enough to hear what was being said. And so, with this confession and so much other evidence, in fact, just sitting in a traffic court for a day, we understand that we're not in courts of law. There can be no courts of law. And they know it because they had to modify their rules to reflect that. In 1934, I believe it was Rule 1 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure at that time, equity and law were combined. And that sort of, my friends, is like combining white paint and red paint. You can try and wash that white paint out with 1,000 more gallons, but there will always be a hint of pink once it's been diluted by the red. And the same principle applies to law and equity. Give me one second here. I want to look up the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and we'll be able to read that rule to you. So equity and law were combined, which in effect means that equity now became the dominant law of the land in many sorts of cases. Excuse me. And this is Rule 1, called Scope of Rules, and here's what it says. Excuse me, Rule 2. My apologies, folks. That's what happens when you wing it. One form of action. Rule 2. It says, well, I'm trying to call it up, but it's not coming. Here it is. This is a hard one to memorize. It's one sentence. There is one form of action, the civil action. Now, I don't know how much of actual civics they teach in law school, but if they bothered, if they were bothered by such a statement and bothered to look back in history, they would discover what it means. In fact, if you go to one particular government site, I happen to choose the Cornell Law site, but there is another link to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and that's probably the one you should use. And that is the one at, well, it's the government site. It may be the GAO office or something of that sort. But I suggest that's where you go because it has all of the historical notations that Congress has laid down with those enactments. And what it will tell you is that in approximately 1966, Admiralty was combined with equity and law. So there truly is, within the United States, only one form of action, a civil action. So when a judge says, this is a criminal matter, you can turn around if you're of a mind to argue, Lord forbid, and say, well, I understood that there's only one form of law, or I thought there's only one form of action in this institution. Are you telling me there's another? Because the fact is, civil law is a direct lineage of the jus gentium, J-U-S space G-E-N-T-I-U-M, a Latin phrase in Rome, which was the law of the conqueror. It was known as civil law when Rome invaded Gaul or other nation states, and discovered that it was very expensive to subjugate their neighbors by just keeping mass quantities of legions present, that the alternative to the expense of martial law was to implement a new system of law that could be used in those regions, because under Roman law, those citizens outside of Rome were not entitled to the quote-unquote benefits of Roman law. And so they brought in civil law, the law of the conqueror, in which judges would write the law in the interest of justice. How many times have you heard that? I mean, I've actually heard that particular phrase stated to me in court. Well, you know, I'm going to rule based upon in the interest of justice, and I assure you I was the only one in that courtroom, including the judge, who understood what he was saying. He was saying he's going to revert into equity, except the American brand of modern equity is not what equity was, or what the term equity implies, fairness for all in the interest of justice. No, it's the modern form is a protection racket for the United States to protect the revenues that the United States generates in this commercial scheme. Excuse me. And Rule 2 reflects that in Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, that equity and law and admiralty have been combined. A mishmash of statutory billing is all it is. It's just the same as medical billing, designed to bring revenues into the corporation. Now, why do I say a corporation? Well, for this reason. The United States is a corporation. Only a corporation can sanction other corporations. All these corporations that are created as sub-corporations of the United States were created by the United States. Here's an excerpt from 28 U.S.C. Section 3002. That's Title 28 of the United States Code, Section 3002. Subparagraph 15. United States means a federal corporation. That's it. United States means a federal corporation. They don't lie, my friends. It was incorporated, we believe, in 1871. Now, I'm making a very long story short because there were some other historical notations to that, as the 10-square-mile District of Columbia. And if you want more information on that and the farmland out of which the District of Columbia grew out of, why don't you just Google it, go to some of the Patriot sites. This program is just giving you a few highlights that you can use to conduct your own research and reading. There's surely no shortage of patriot-type historical material available to you. And as a corporation, a problem developed. Now, the reason it had to be incorporated was because there was no more United States. Lincoln declared that in his speech, or I think it was 1861, to Congress, which you can also find on the web, I'm sure, when he said that we promise the states a republican form of government, and we will bring it to them, even if we have to kill them in the process. Now, he didn't say that, but he sure implied it. He was a demented fool, probably had something in his heart that said, this is the only way I can effect emancipation, so I wouldn't completely malign his intentions, but the horror that the Holocaust, that he brought on this nation is beyond description. I mean, the bloodiest battles in history, the burning and pillaging and raping of the South, the complete takeover of the northern states and the elimination of the free press and editors and the swearing of loyalty oaths. I mean, isn't that exactly what the founders sought to prevent by not creating a powerful central government? But they did create a powerful central government. Because once you put a central government together, it will seek power. All statutory entities become self-sufficient and seek to aggrandize their own might. Case in point, look at what goes on in Brussels. Look at the power they seek and will get in time, the power to invade anyone's home without a warrant, to seize their records. Right now they can seize the records of any business. They can simply show up and inspect the records, and you have nothing to say about it. That's what states do, unless they're extremely limited, and that's why all government should be, and originally was at the county level, And if you don't believe me, just read Exodus. So, a corporation, well, when the South seceded from the Union, there was no longer a viable quorum, and so the states that convened could only meet for one purpose, to examine whether or not a quorum existed, and it did not. And so Lincoln put a Congress together. They literally laid an asterisk in the Federal Register, and everything beyond that point was purely a territorial jurisdiction, if that. A territorial jurisdiction is a conqueror's jurisdiction, civil law, at the pleasure of the president, the man who gave us Executive Order Number 1, Lincoln. Why were there no executive orders before that? There could not be. There was no one to order. There wasn't even a standing army to order. Folks, we'll be back after a brief intermission, and we'll continue this discussion and move it directly into commercial procedures and negotiable instruments and the history that led us to this point. Please don't go away.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
Welcome back, my friends, and thank you for joining us. We're still in the first hour, obviously, and we're talking a little bit about the history of what was a nation and now is a loosely disguised military democracy, as are all democracies. Remember, it was Franklin Roosevelt who is attributed with having said, democracy is two wolves and a lamb discussing what to eat for breakfast. And that's part of the delusion. Every federal agent who's listening to my voice tonight or subsequently is thinking, I'm deluded. How could I malign democracy? Well, I defy them to do a little basic research and simply look up the terms republic and democracy, and you'll understand that the founders were expressly against the concept of democracy, or as Francis Scott Titler is attributed to have said, that democracy is an untenable long-term form of government, because once people discover that they can vote money from the public largesse, they will vote for the politician who promises the most. Does that sound familiar? And that's what happens when a republic falls under the intoxicating allure of hysteria, just like has happened in recent times with the Patriot Act. Those who don't know, welcome the Patriot Act. It's wonderful. We need it. Law enforcement needs these tools. Never or rarely backing up to be able to look at the situation and say, do my grandchildren really need these tools? What are the odds of a terrorist attack truly hitting my grandchildren, as opposed to them dying during a traffic stop when things get out of hand for lack of a piece of paper? Which is the greater risk for the average American? Where does the threat come from? One doesn't have to be a brain surgeon to know the answer to that question. Anyway, so we were talking about the history that led up to this point, and significant events occurred all because of the great nemesis of mankind since his dawn outside the garden, and that is debt. We've made this point many times, but debt being equivalent to and probably the precursor to most sins is a powerful coercive element, because people in debt lose their rights, lose their humanity, and creditors who charge usury are and have the potential to become ruthless tyrants, pagan gods. And if history proves one thing, it's that the landlord can be a most unforgiving soul to the tenant. It creates a very unhealthy situation. And that's not me speaking, that's the Lord speaking. So, the United States was founded in debt. If you read the Treaty of Paris, you will actually see the debt specified, which was signed, what, in 1783 or 89, something like that. I'm from the school that rebels against exact dates. That's what they tried to teach us in school. You have to know those dates. And meanwhile, the whole concept was lost. Obviously, we have three or four generations in place that have no understanding of who they are and what happened to their wealth and their abundance. So the debt effectively was carried forward and artificially enhanced. And the biggest enhancement, of course, was the appearance of the Federal Reserve Act as statutory corporate regulation in 1913, passed in the